This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. U.S. red meat exports saw another strong month in January. We'll have more right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
Exports of U.S. beef trended higher than a year ago in January, according to data released by the USDA and compiled by the U.S. Meat Export Federation. Pork exports were slightly below last January's large totals, even though they had another outstanding performance in Mexico and Central America. USMEF President and CEO Dan Hallstrom said beef kept up the momentum from late in 2024.
Volume up 3% overall and value up a little over 5%. Some of the key markets that were contributing to this, we had a very good month on Korea. China and Canada as well were both up. Central America had a huge month with 24% increase on the value side. But we need to put a little cautionary note out there on China. While the business has been good the last half of 2024 and good here in early 2025, we do have a large pending issue on plant eligibility in terms of registrations. Quite a few plants out of the U.S. that are scheduled to be renewed in mid-March on March 16th. At this point, they have not been renewed, which is a little bit unusual.
Hallstrom said pork exports were also strong in January, but they were slightly below what we saw last year.
Led by Mexico. That's nothing new. Mexico set records the last 2 years, actually. And the month of January was our fourth largest export month ever on pork. And in Central America, a huge month. Volume up 22% and value up 30%. A lot of these record-breaking growth countries have some sort of duty-free access through free trade agreements. You've got Mexico and Canada on the USMCA side. You have Korea with their free trade agreement, Colombia, DR.
For more information, visit usmef.org. For the World of Agriculture on Iowa Ag Radio, I'm Riley Smith.